We're at the end of Simon Shin Beis, so we'll do a quick run of what we did yesterday. I'll do it outside. Shin Beis Yud Aleph. Okay, Shin Beis Yud Aleph. I'll read it. I'll explain it. Mishin is lach lecha yado betit, to get his hands dirty with mud. Mekancha bezanav hasusu bezanav aparat v'mapa kasha asui lechos bakotzim. He can wipe his hands on the tail of a horse, the tail of a cow, and on some very hard, strong material that usually used to like hold the thorns, whatever, splinter things, so the splinters don't go into your hand. But don't use a hand towel. You'll do it the way it's done during the week, and then you'll come to wash the hand towel. So, and then we Mishabura says, we've got the Nizayin that if it's a shmata that you don't care about, then it's okay. Like, yeah, the rags and the smart tooth and whatever. Now, the Aruch, take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this halacha basically comes from the Tosefta, and the Tosefta says you shouldn't do it kederach shehu osa b'chol. Okay, the Yovel Lekabes HaMapa is not from the Tosefta. That's the Rambam's addition. And he wants to say, according to the Tosefta, the problem is more of an uvdu d'chol. The Ram and his Aruch HaShulchan is saying, well, what's the uvdu d'chol? It's a strange uvdu d'chol, and maybe that's the problem the Rambam had, and therefore the Rambam said there must be something else going on. It must be that he didn't come to do the laundry. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, kimdumani she'ein nizar b'zah. People are not makbid about this. And he says, it could be, ve'efshim shim da'ata ein chsha shim yichabes, she'gam b'chol ein derech chabes miyad. When something gets dirty, you don't wash it. You wait till you have a whole load, till you have a hamper full. So the Aruch HaShulchan is trying to figure out why people are not makbid on this halacha, but it sounds like one should be makbid on this halacha. But the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that the Olam is not knowing that way. Okay, then Sifyid Beis, we also had a problem, and I was excited to see that the Aruch HaShulchan also pointed it out. In Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, also Nagev Kos Shehayu Bomayim, you're not allowed to dry a cup that had water in it, or yayim b'mapa with a towel. Mishum da'asi de schita. It's going to lead to schita. So the question is, what is he talking about? What's the schita over here? Is it going to get so wet that you're going to come to wring it out? So what does that to do with the cup? So then, it should be the same thing with your hands. It should be the same thing. If it's talking about, you know, you're putting it into a very small area, which we discussed yesterday, like a very thin cup, so you got to shove the towel in. So that's what Rabbi Cheska was asking, I think. So he asked yesterday. Like, you're putting in, Bapashtas, a dry towel into a cup that has a few droplets. What's the schita? There's no schita. What's the chshas schita? So the Aruch HaShulchan asked the same question. He says, "Kol ha'olam ein nizhar b'zeh." The olam is not makbid on this halacha either. Mishabur also, but then, right? So Mishabur also brought that down. Mishabur brings down the middle of Sifkat and Nun Tes. Mishabur said, "Advaz kasev l'inyan niguv kosev ka'ara." The olam ein nizhar b'zeh. People are not careful about this. Udin ein lachos. You don't have to worry about it. The ein dovik b'daf ne'kli. How much water is there on the side of the kli? Empty the kli. There's a little bit of droplets. What's the big deal? Unless you're going to do a lot of kalim. But then also, it gets like the hakpada. We keep saying something that you know makbid about, you don't care. Because we're going to be mutter. What does that mean? When you are doing sponge, when you are washing things, you're trying to dry something and you're left with a wet rag. What do? To get for a wet rag to function as a drying tool, and you have to squeeze it out. That does not seem to be the gzera that they keep talking about. They're talking about squeezing out. They talk about your shirt. Your shirt you don't want to be wet. But not that you're squeezing out a shmata that you really don't care about, you're squeezing it out in order to continue the job. So it's not really clear what's going on over here. So the Aruch HaShulchan says from the Radvaz that the Olam is not Nizhar. The Ha'em is the Ein Ha'isr move on cloud. The Isr doesn't make any sense. He says it's not understandable, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Ato Ben Nigiv Kos Yovel Dei Schita, by drying the cup, you're going to come to squeeze out the thing. Umigaras haminigo of yadayim, is that, why is it any worse than drying your hands? And then it gets into a different discussion, right? Right now, we talk about schita. There's a separate discussion about how you can expose something to water. That we spoke about in Sif Tes and Sif Yud, we discussed at length. So now the Aruch HaShulchan throws that in. And if you're going to say, the reason you're allowed to dry your hands is Derech Lichluch, okay, well, he's shifting gears. He went from a schita gear to a Shriyaso Zeu Kibuso gear. And it's Derech Lichluch when you dry your hands. So he says Derech Lichluch also when you're drying the cup. Gabakana Derech Lichluch. And if you talk about a very skinny glass, like a, I don't know, a champagne glass, whatever, you got to shove the towel in, v'afil nomad de kavanasa b'kost tzar, a very thin coast, shebehechrech lischot, so if you're sticking something wet in there, it's going to be squeezed out. But the whole point is I want to dry the cup, so why would I be squeezing in a wet towel? So gamki ain't a movement, also doesn't, not understandable. Incomprehensible. Da'atu yesh ba'defonos lachluchis k'des schita. So he's assuming that the towel is dry, because you want to dry the cup. And there's not enough water inside the cup for that cup to now squeeze out the water that was absorbed in the towel. And then the Mechaber says it also includes yayin. Yayin's all discussion if there's a schita problem by the yayin in terms of kibbutz, because it doesn't... When you squeeze out water, it's mitzarche kibbutz, it takes out the dirt. Squeezing out wine doesn't help you clean the baggit. It's still full of wine. And then the conclusion of the Aruch HaShulchan is v'ikar din zeh tzarech in. This halacha is tzarech in. So the last two halachas, which is like, you're learning, you're like, well, how come we don't seem to do that? So the Aruch HaShulchan addresses both of those points. Then the last sif, in Shin Beis, Sif Yud Gimel. This is interesting. Ein mistaklin b'shabes b'mara shamateches shi harifa ki izamel. They used to have harifa ki izamel. They used to have. Here it says Izmil.
What?
Izmil. What's Izmil?
Izmil is a
knife.
A
type of. Perish, gain sakin katan chad v'charif. You're talking about like a pointy screwdriver.
No, it's like a metal piece that's used to, what's it called, a chisel.
Chisel. Chisel's sharp?
Depends.
Okay, here we're talking about...
It's not, and for what it is.
Okay, so here we're talking about sharp. Well, what did they do? They had mirrors that had razor sharp edges, so that when you see that the dangling hair in the mirror that you don't want there, you don't need to go get a scissor, you cut it off with the mirror itself. And therefore, Chazal made a gzeri, you're not allowed to look at such a mirror on Shabbos, because you're going to come to cut off the hairs. So again, Ein mistaklin b'Shabbos b'mar shamatechet, shi harifa ki izmil, b'chayshina shema yasher banim in hamidudol, and you'll see that hair that sticks out that the barber missed, and you're going to come to cut it off with that mirror. What if the mirror is attached to the wall and you can't do that? Doesn't help. But a regular mirror where you can't cut your dangling hairs with the mirror, so then that's going to be mutter. This is a gzera about razor sharp mirrors that we use to cut hairs. And here too, the Aruch HaShulchan says, v'hach demara shamatecha charifa, this razor sharp mirror, eino matzui b'medina seinu, it is not found in our countries, v'lo yadanu mazeh, and we don't know what it is. I don't know what, you don't know what it is. It sounds like it's explained very simply. I don't know. But the mice, they don't have it.
You want to make one in China and sell them.
Okay, then there's a whole discussion, are men allowed to look in mirrors? Because there are those that want to say that it's there's an Indian that it's begging Isha to look in a mirror.
That's why it gets me the mirrors for filling business. Someone wanted to make more money, so he introduced mirrors.
Well, it's helpful. So Aruch HaShulchan says, if you want to know when you are and are not allowed to look in the mirror, look in your day, assuming kufnin vav. Chasim is okay. The Maisa, the minig is that people look in the mirror. Man, look in mirror is bismanina. Big Kabbalah, it's an issue. Okay. They say that Rav Chaznish would not look in a mirror, and they showed him once a picture of himself, and he said, "Hey, looks like my brother." That's a rumor, unconfirmed rumor. Okay, we'll stop here. Chatzishir. Dershu has the whole thing about the mirror. The Ramo writes, "B'shem Aran." In a place where men are knowing to look in the mirror, so it's mutter. V'hosif bebir agra b'shem aran mikom makom chaverim tamidei chachamim ayu nimnoim l'staka b'mara af b'makom kaza. They were knowing not to look in mirrors. But mikra din is mutter to look in the mirror. Nowadays, most people look in the mirror. Anyone who's looking in the mirror too much got other issues. And that concludes Siman Shin Beis.